Mary Lamont is here with Down Home Country. So let's make plans to get together next Sunday at 9 o'clock. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Stay warm, and I'll speak to you again next Sunday.
Everybody, this is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 on your FM dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. We just heard, well, you might think that was Leanne Womack. Maybe, maybe not. That's actually Leanne Womack's daughter, Aubrey Sellers, who has a brand new CD that just came out January 29th called New City Blues, and we heard Sit Here and Cry. So she's got a fabulous voice, just like her mom. Wow, I'm really excited about Aubrey Sellers. Going to be playing some more of her on subsequent shows. And I shared Down Home Country with the wonderful Deb DeWaltoff. Deb was supposed to be in today, but had another obligation that she had to fulfill at the last minute. So I'm happy to be here this morning. I've got some really nice songs to play for you today. Some new stuff, some old stuff. A nice mix for this cold, cold Long Island morning. So anyway, happy Valentine's Day to those of you who are celebrating and to those of you who aren't celebrating, who think Valentine's Day is kind of frivolous and crazy holiday. Hope you're having a great Sunday. As I said, it's really cold here on Long Island. We're into a deep freeze, and of course, most people in the United States blame Canada for this, and a lot of time it's Canada's fault. Every once in a while, We send down some really cold weather to remind you that it's nice to be south of the border. So I looked to see what it was in Montreal, and it's about 15 degrees colder than it is here. So what are we complaining about? Anyway, I've got some new music from Buddy Miller. Now, Buddy Miller has been guitar player for the Emmylou Harris Band, but he's got his own thing going. Sometimes he records with his wife, Julie Miller. Sometimes she has her own solo projects, too. And Buddy Miller is also music director of the ABC TV show Nashville. So that's why I watched that Nashville show, because they've got some really good music on there. So thank you, Buddy Miller, for that. But Buddy's got a new CD called The Kayamo Sessions at Sea. Just came out also January 29th. And the first track I'm going to play is a track that actually Doug Seegers sang at the Port Jeff Village Center back in December. He sang it solo, but he was not there. But he's teamed up with his old pal Buddy Miller on this, and this is on Buddy's new CD. So let's listen to Buddy Miller with Doug Seegers singing Take the Hand of Jesus here at Down Home Country.
Long Island, this is Doug Seegers, and you're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook.
Will you take the hand of Jesus? Let him purify your soul. Will you take that path to heaven with the streets all lined with gold? Well, we're all gonna welcome anyone who stumbled by. Brother, tell me, are you ready for that place beyond the sky? I can see my grandma's fingers as they slide across the key. I can hear her see my uncle sitting with his banjo on his knee, while my daddy's softly singing Rock of Ages, clap for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, clap for me. Will you take the hand of Jesus, let him purify your soul? Will you take that path to heaven with the streets all lined with gold? Your habits, and I know you've got your pain, and I know you're feeling guilty 'cause you think he's cursed your name. Well, brothers, we're all sinners, each and every one the same. It's so hard to be an angel with the devil in the way. Will you take the hand of Jesus, let him purify your soul?
Love's gonna live here again, and things are gonna be the way they were before, and love's gonna live here again.
Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness. Only was out to get me. But I just closed my eyes and let it be. Now she walks by me like she never met me. I didn't even make a memory, for I was under the influence of love. I wonder now what I was thinking of. Yes, I was so in love I let her hurt me, though I knew better. Under the influence of love. Done me. Why can't I get that woman off my mind? Although I know she never truly loved me, I wish she'd break my heart just one more time. Or I was under the influence of love. I wonder now what I was thinking of. Yes, I was so in love I let her hurt me, though I knew better. Under the influence of love.
Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook. And we just heard a couple tracks off Buddy Miller's new CD. Started out with Take the Hand of Jesus, and Buddy was singing along with Doug Seegers on that one. And then we heard Love's Gonna Live Here, an old Buck Owens song where Buddy was singing with Casey Musgraves. And that last one was Buck Owens himself, 1962, Under the Influence of Love. So think about Valentine's Day. Jim picks up the guitar this morning, my husband Jim Marchese, and starts playing this song that we wrote a few years back. And it's a love song, and it's about me hoping that Jim loves me. And I guess it all worked out because we've been together for decades now. And he said, do you want to sing this song on air this morning? He said, that'd be a nice thing for Valentine's Day. So I thought, why not? We're just going to try to set things up here, and hopefully the board works and the guest mic works here. So we're going to try and set that up. I'm going to play a couple more songs here, and then we'll see if we can't sing a song live online here at WUSB Stony Brook, Down Home Country. So let's see, what am I going to play here next? Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard last year came out with a great album called Django and Jimmy, and this is about missing their pal, Johnny Cash. So let's listen to Merle Haggard with Willie Nelson. Came out last May, Missing Old Johnny Cash.
Now Johnny Cash in the Tennessee too seemed to know just what to do. Invented the sound that hooked you and me. Added one and made the Tennessee Three. The man in black was long and lean. Hit the Billboard charts with a teenage queen. Did a television show, the best we'd seen. That Chickaboon Rock really made us splash. Missing old Johnny Cash. Well, Johnny Cash was a friend of mine. Knew him well for a mighty long time. Shared the stage for many a show. Broke my heart to see him go. Cash had the fire of 1,000 men. Loving life was his greatest sin. treated his fans like the next of kin. Rapping the bit, talking trash, missing old Johnny Cash. Well, now Johnny Cash wore black attire, then he fell into that ring of fire. He came up swinging like a boy in a suit, and he married June Carter and he fired Stu. He wrote his songs from deep within, and he hit the stage with a crooked grin. He and I were both highwaymen, and that record became a smash. Well, I'm missing old Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash never walked no line, Johnny Cash never did no time, but when he sang a Folsom Prison blues, you knew good and well he paid his dues. True, he always dressed in black, but he loved the folks and they loved him back. Carried his pills in a brown paper sack. Well, I don't care if they found his stash, I'm missing old Johnny Cash.
Now, is it really true that him and Roy Nichols, Rose Maddox, and some people roasted hot dogs in the back of a limousine with ice cream sticks? I don't know. I said they set the curtains on fire in an English hotel room just to warm their hands. Well, Willie, do you know anything about Cash?
Well, yeah, I know a lot of things about Cash. I'm not sure I should talk about it. But I checked with John, asked him if it's okay, and he said he didn't give a shit. One time he took a casket up to his hotel room and got into it and called room service. I thought that was pretty funny.
Now Cash had the fire of 1,000 men. Loving life was his greatest sin. Treated his fans like the next of kin. Rapping a bit, talking trash, missing old Johnny Cash.
How to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Then you took me to St. Louis later on. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt, the door is only right. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Seems like lately people love to play with fire. And the other games they play are just as bad. I'd rather stay at home and feel your burning lips and play the kind of games that make me glad. Oh, let's chase each other round the room tonight. Let's play the kind of games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt, the door is only right. Let's chase each other down the room tonight. Let's don't chase around and make each other weary. Let's keep all our love at home and out of sight. Let's leave everything like jealousy behind us. And let's chase each other around the room tonight. Oh, let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. And to lock and bolt, the door is only right. Honey, let's chase each other around the room tonight.
Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. Want to thank Mike from Riverhead for calling in. He's a brand new listener to Down Home Country. Says he likes the show and he's going to keep listening. We hope you're enjoying the show too today. My husband Jim Marchese and I have a little special thing that we're going to do for Valentine's Day here. If I can get this guest mic going, and let's see, yeah, there we are. I can hear some guitar in there. Hope you can too. So we're going to sing this song that we wrote quite a few years ago, as I mentioned before, and I wrote the lyrics. It's about first meeting Jim and hoping he likes me as much as I'm liking him. And it's called That You'll Be Loving Me. It's on our CDs. I think it's on both our CDs, actually. We did an acoustic version and a full band version. So let's give it a shot and see what happens here. This is live radio, folks. WUSB Stony Brook. This is Down Home Country. Mary Lamont, that's me, and my husband Jim Marchese. Hello. Singing our song, That You'll Be Loving Me, for Valentine's Day. Floating, holding, knowing
reeling, flying, feeling, crying through the dark until in love with you is on my heart and every day. Being near to you is really all I ever need. That I live for you is all I ever want to say. Right with you is all I ever want to stay. Take me to another world tonight and fly me back again.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope you have a great day. Well, that was me, Mary Lamont, and my husband, Jim Marchese, kind of crazy, singing live on the radio, trying to adjust the volume at the same time I'm singing, and, well, that's kind of crazy, too. But anyway, that was fun. What the heck? Before Jim and I performed, started out with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard off their album Django and Jimmy doing Missin' Old Johnny Cash, and then Johnny Cash himself doing Big River, and the third song was Merle Haggard from his 1984 album It's All in the Game, Let's Chase Each Other Around the Room, and I dedicate that to my husband Jim Marchese. For maybe later on today. Anyway, I want to talk a bit about Sunday Street concerts at the Long Island Museum in the Gillespie Room in Stony Brook. Actually, Jim and I went to the Willie Nile show that just happened here recently, the Sunday Street concerts, and it was fantastic. What a great room, great show. And coming up next, Sunday, March 20th at 3 p.m., coming all the way from Glasgow, the Paul McKenna Band. I have seen those guys. They are fabulous. You will have a great time. The Paul McKenna Band at the Long Island Museum at Stony Brook, Sunday, March 20th at 3 p.m. And then coming up on April 10th, Sunday, April 10th at 5 p.m., a later show, the wonderful Ian Matthews and Andy Roberts will be performing also at the Long Island Museum in the Gillespie Room here in beautiful downtown Stony Brook, Long Island. If you want more information and a lot more shows coming up, you can go to sundaystreet.com. johnnycash.org, where you can buy tickets and get more information about the shows. Great room and a great concert lineup there with our wonderful Charlie Backfish from Sunday Street, which happens just before Down Home Country here at WUSB. We hope you'll check out the sundaystreet.org website and come to the Sunday Street shows. So what have we got here next? Let's see. Oh, Wynonna. Wynonna has just come out 2 days ago. Her CD was released. It's called Wynonna and the Big Noise, which is her band. And this particular track is called Ain't No Thing, and she is singing with the wonderful Susan Tedeschi. So let's hear Wynonna, brand new, Ain't No Thing, here at Down Home Country.
Like a long freight train.
Hey, everybody, this is Mary Lamont here at Down Home Country, WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial, and streaming live at WUSB.FM. We've just got a few minutes until Stony Brook women's basketball game is going to be broadcast live, so stay tuned for that. I just want to say what I just played to ladies down in Nashville. Started out with Wynonna, brand new from Wynonna, just came out 2 days ago, new CD, Wynonna and the Big Noise, and that was Ain't No Thing, where she was singing with the wonderful Susan Tedeschi. Then we heard Carlene Carter. This goes way back to 1990, the title track of her album, I Fell in Love. So I'm going to sign off with another new song, this one by one of my favorites, Bonnie Raitt. Her album, Dig In Deep, is going to be released on February 26th. This is a track off that brand new CD, and it's called Gypsy in Me. So enjoy the rest of your day, folks. Enjoy women's basketball coming up next, and be sure to tune in next Sunday for Down Home Country.